This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
This morning, I am going to be wrapping up an amazing series. A series that you and I have been busy with for the month of March. A series titled Destiny Helper. I believe and understand that you and I have truly been chosen by the Creator. Imagine that. Having been chosen by the one who was, is, and is to come. Formed by his holy hands, God gave us purpose and made it so that you and I might be able to live in a way that will have meaning. God purposed us for a greater good. God also made sure that our destinies would be interwoven, our breakthroughs would be interwoven, our lives would be able to be made bigger, better, and brighter when we are joined together. There are things that you can perhaps execute by yourself, and God bless you for being able to do that. But for greater, richer purpose, God made it clear that we will need one another. You and I will need each other. There's an African proverb that says, if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together. Simply meaning that on a road, on the highway, where you are speeding through life, missing moments and missing opportunities, you can go alone. But if you really want to go further, you take a pause, and on your journey to this life, on your journey through this life, you pick up people who you are able to help and who are also able to help you reach and uncover your purpose in Christ. Jesus is a very good example of this. Jesus did not walk alone. It is especially expressed in the last moments on his way to Calvary. But Jesus needed the disciples to be with him. Jesus knew that for his purpose to be met and to be fulfilled, there are partners which will help him accompany him all the way to his destiny. Jesus needed the disciples for two reasons. The first one, they served as eyewitnesses. Jesus needed them to be able to be served as eyewitnesses of his ministry. They witnessed the ministry of Jesus and the resurrection. Later in Acts 1 verse 2, Jesus says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria, and even in the ends of the earth. Jesus needed them to be able to witness, document, and testify of his ministry. The second thing that Jesus needed from having his disciples around, which is quite interesting, 12 individuals were coming from 12 different places, different professions, and different positions to become part of his inner circle. They left their homes, their jobs, to walk with him, live with him, and learn from him. Jesus knew that there are certain skills and certain professions he will need around him to be able to elevate his ministry. Hallelujah. If you're looking at your pastor, say to him, you are going to need people outside of your circle who are out in the marketplace, who are out in the fields, who are out doing different things, all to be part of the body of Jesus Christ as he elevates his word out into the world. Jesus needed them to be able to minister at different levels for everyone to be able to be accompanied and to be able to walk strongly in this journey of life. We should be encouraged as saints to try and emulate what Jesus Christ was able to do and the commitment he had, and understanding that though you might be the one that is destined, You will need destiny helpers to help you in this life of service, to putting the needs of others first by recognizing their gifts and their purpose. Biblical texts during this month have shown us that by showing favor to others, we being their destiny helpers helps us to carry their cross. In turn, favor locates you, and destiny helpers in turn find you. Just like Jesus, after being ridiculously tortured by the Romans, he was tortured beyond measure, where the Bible tells us that he started to bleed out in an unimaginable way. Jesus was forced to carry his cross to a place where he would be crucified. And in a second, just to say thank you. Thank you for carrying the cross of my sins. The cross of Calvary. The cross that brings us closer to God. The cross that was the bridge from death unto life. Thank you for carrying the cross of my transgressions. Jesus was forced to carry it. But I thank God that in those very last moments, Jesus, when he was unable to carry the cross no more, and as a result, the Roman soldiers forced another man to help Jesus carry the cross. Another man in scripture, he tells us that he was able to carry the cross as Jesus was losing strength. It just goes to show that in every single moment in life, God will make sure that there's someone out there who can be stronger for you when you no longer are able to. A destiny helper for your life. A destiny helper who will carry you when no one else can. And as I conclude this series, I want to tell you what a destiny helper is not, and what a destiny helper should not be expected to be as you live this journey and as you walk this journey of life. I want to share with you some principles about destiny helpers and what they're not and should not be expected to be seen as. Now, this will depend on how the destiny helper himself or herself view themselves, and how perhaps they are aligned with what God's purpose is, and how well they hear God's voice. I've spoken to you earlier on, and I've said to you, in this life, you should not be subjected to having to do it by yourself. There will be destiny helpers. Sometimes it won't be your wife. It won't be your parent. It won't be your best friend. It'll be someone from somewhere who comes in at some time to do something that no one else can, except for what God has put into that person just for you. There are some situations and some moments in life where God will orchestrate a miracle for you, where there were those who were standing at the door and holding it shut tight for you not to be able to break through, and God orchestrates a miracle, whether that be in your workplace or in your relationships, where you start to see certain doors that were closed starting to be opened because destiny helpers have gone before you and made sure that you are well. What are destiny helpers not? I'm so glad that you asked. They should not be seen as God. Destiny helpers must not take the place of God in your life. Destiny helpers must not be worshipped. Psalm 81 verses 9 and 10, it says, "You shall have no foreign god amongst you. I am the Lord your God who brought you up out of Egypt. Open wide your mouth and I will lift it." There are some times where you find yourself with people who, if that person finds some way or some spiritual and some divine manner in which you find yourself needing their help, boy, you're in trouble. They will require of you to always acknowledge them. require of you to always celebrate them, require of you to always be indebted to them, but they should not be seen as a foreign god in your life. They are there for mere purpose, a mere purpose in which God has placed them and given them the ability to be. They should not replace or be seen as a god. Don't make that mistake. Don't make that mistake. And while I'm at it, I might as well say to you that there will be some destiny helpers for certain seasons in your life. So be okay with letting go of certain destiny helpers along your journey of life. Don't clinch on and hold on, even though their season is done, even though their time is gone, even though their miracle has been met and it's time for something new. But you hold on to them because they've given you hope in times of darkness. They should not be seen as your help. Your help cometh from God, and God just made sure that he administers it unto mankind through man, through flesh. Hallelujah. Destiny helpers must not be abused. Destiny helpers do not require anything from you. They do not attach conditions to their assistance. You know, I could spend the whole day on this one. Destiny helpers must not be abused. There's a certain time where this person was meant to help you one time. Just one time in one event. And now every single time you need help, you are constantly on the phone looking for them. The abuse. Motoni to Zoruti Feds and it was a solving a problem with the solver here. Any every single time you have a problem, you are always looking for that particular person to perform a miracle. Do not abuse your destiny helpers. They are also human beings. And also the same thing they have done for you, they need to do it for other people. So don't milk them dry. Do not abuse your destiny helper. Don't abuse them. Also, they do not have any attachment conditions for their assistance. Matthew 6 verse 3 says, but when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand has done. Every single time I go to a break and I am baby zungazuitu, nangazi baby shower and the fall, I'm going to be no, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Let us move right along. Destiny helpers are not your source. Hallelujah. They are not your source. Matthew 6 verses 33 says, now seek thee first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Once you seek God first as your source, as your provider, as the one who is to bring about the solution, then he will unleash to you destiny helpers. His name is God. His name is God. Your helper, your destiny helper, is not your source. Destiny helpers must be prayed for. They must be prayed for to prevent attacks. Jonathan and David's destiny helper. David remembered Jonathan's kindness and sought out Jonathan's son to show him favor. You must always remember your destiny helpers. Always remember what they have done for you. Though I might add, you might not owe them anything, but just remember them. Because God knows that he uses one hand to be able to wash the other hand. One day you might take the place that the destiny helper once took in your life. Be patient with your destiny helpers. Be patient with them. It is not all of them that are able to execute your request in a blink of an eye. Some of them will require time and revelation from God to truly know if they should extend their help towards you. Be patient. Be patient Nothing more frustrating than trying to help someone who is struggling to be patient and recognize that you are doing your best with what you have. Be patient with your destiny helper, lest you suffocate them before time and you miss your opportunity and your help. I pray that it'll be well with you. I pray that God grants you the ability to recognize and to elevate into a level where even those who are trying to help you do not drown in the process of trying to help you. I pray that it becomes well with you. I pray that God brings to you men and women in high positions and in positions of humility to be able to elevate you to the point of your help. I pray that you are able to receive help, and I pray that you are able to ask for help.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.